What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
I need to watch this movie before this weekend.
You know why you don't? Because we are one win away.
One win.
From a trip to New Orleans. Welcome on in. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, Kyle Quinn behind the glass. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. Hugh, Eagles 28, Rams 22.
It took me
45 minutes to get my composure back after that one. Hugh, good morning. How we doing?
Man, I'm good. How you doing, man? What? Hey, you know what? I forgot. Good morning. I forgot to do what I was doing.
Go ahead.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, did y'all know in Russia, they put VR headsets on cows to help them produce milk more?
I didn't know that, no.
Yeah, well, you know, in the wintertime, cows tend not to graze as much. Mm. So in Russia, in order for the cows to produce more milk, they put VR headsets on them so that they could see, like so it could look like green grass or mm-hmm. whatever to help them eat.
Maybe I could use that during an Eagles game in the fourth quarter. I could have used a VR headset to calm myself down yesterday. Oh, my goodness gracious. Eagles 28, said, Rams 22. Let's talk about it. 215-592-9494. The Philadelphia Eagles are a win away at home next week, by the way, of getting to the Super Bowl. Hugh, yesterday had everything. It was an incredible football game. You know, we did the pregame, and we felt it just being out there. It was cold. It was like ice rain. You knew it was going to be a bad weather game, but Hugh was so interesting.
The fans were lathered up.
Woo! First half of the game, the weather was all right. It started around second quarter halftime. Second half of the game, things changed. I mean, that game had everything from big plays on offense, big plays on defense, bad plays, a million sacks. Yeah. I mean, the game had everything to the point where there were three or four times I was like, they got this. Then three or four times I was like, oh, no, they're going to lose the game.
Yeah, it was a back-and-forth affair. But it feels like yesterday, for the most part, those divisional games were like that. It would just seem like it was a back-and-forth affair. And real quick, I just want to give a shout-out to the fans that came to the game, the loud and boisterous fans, and just say one thing. It's not like – it's hard. You ever been somewhere, Joe, where – say if you go to a party and everybody's drunk – and you're not, it's a different feel.
Sure.
So for all the people that were yelling and screaming at me yesterday, I was just as excited as you were, but I wasn't drunk, so I wasn't on the same level.
You were in game day mode.
I was in game day mode because it was one of those things where the fans were lathered up yesterday, man, and they were excited about the game, so I wanted to give them a shout-out real quick. But, yeah, as far as the game is concerned, there was moments where I was like, oh, we got this, but then I was like, oh. Because, you know, you start, like, you have stuff that you're trying to prepare for mm-hmm. as we get ready for the week. So, you know, like, it was like a couple minutes left on the clock. I'm starting to send out tweets or text messages, if you will, to plan for next week's game.
Sure, of course.
But, boy.
Rams made it a little interesting there.
I had to unsend a whole lot of messages last night because I was like, hold up. I ain't want to be that person that, you know, prematurely sends a message. Yeah. And then something happens, and then you get that. Well, hold up, dog. What you mean by this?
Well, Hugh, I always think in the biggest games of the year, and a lot of times, and most of the times, I would say in the NFL, it's the quarterback. Yesterday, and we'll talk a lot about Jalen today, and he showed a lot of toughness to finish that football game and a big run to start it. But the best players on the field for the Eagles yesterday, one on the defensive side, one on the offensive side, Hugh, they won the football game yesterday. So that game... it's back and forth. It's dicey. I give the Rams credit for playing in the snow, and they play tough and well. But the Eagles made more big plays because
they played tougher than I thought they would.
They did. I thought the game would be like that. It was a little bit higher scoring than I thought, but boy, it was tight to the end. But Hugh, at the end of the day, the two best Eagles players, I would say, one on the offensive side and one on the defensive side, took the game over. As we look at the TV in front of us, 4:47 to go, 22-15. Rams punt the football back, and Saquon Barkley put the exclamation point on one of the greatest postseason games we've ever seen a running back have. You said it all week. Run the ball. Let's hear it. Eagles up a touchdown, 4:47 to go, 1st and 10 from the 22. Here's how it sounded as Saquon helped put the Rams away.
Hurts in the gun on 1st down. He goes to Barkley. He breaks a tackle. He's on his way.
Uh-oh.
Here he goes. He's at the 40, 30, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown! Saquon Barkley, 78 yards. That'll lock it up.
Boy, he is a special football player.
Boy, he is. The angle of the camera when he's running towards the end zone and he's slapping his helmet is one of the coolest runs I've ever seen.
Yeah. I mean, he's a beast, man. And it's funny because that play, it looked like it was meant to hit inside, a little bit more inside. But the natural flow of things, it took him to the outside.
Mm-hmm.
And when he went outside, man, and he had one defender that was out there who tried to arm tackle him. Good luck with that.
That's not happening.
Yeah, no, that's not happening. He's too strong for that, man. And he was just off to the races. He was off to the races on that one. And that's what you – in situations like this, man, that's what you do. You give the ball to your playmakers and let them do their thing. It's a simple game in the playoffs. Whoever has the ability to run the ball probably has a better chance of winning a football game.
26 carries, 205 yards, 2 touchdowns. He broke 2 huge touchdown runs, 1 early, 1 late. Saquon, and at that point, Hugh, I think everyone thought, and you heard the call by Merrill, well, the game's over, right? They're about to go up 14, win the game. Well, it ended up 13 because Jake Elliott, who we'll talk about, missed another extra points. All right, they're up 13 with like 4:45 to go, 4:30, whatever it is by the time he finished, he got in the end zone. All right, they're probably all right, right? Well, the Rams go down and they score really quick. And then the Eagles get the football back. And I was losing, Damn. I'm losing my mind when they threw the ball on 2nd down instead of just running it 3 times. But they give the ball to the Rams back and they've got time and they're going down the field. And when Nacua caught the deep pass up the sideline.
Yeah, that was a hell of a throw,
oh,
man.
Oh, man. And a heck of a catch to stay in bounds.
That was a hell of a throw.
I looked around. My kids were looking at me because they're looking at me like, what am I thinking? Am I going to express, like, I'm scared? And
yeah.
I was like, they're all right. They're going to make a stop. But deep I'm saying, oh, bleep.
Joe, I start unsending texts because I'm talking trash. And I'm like, and luckily, there's a feature, right? If it's not red,
you can
unsend it. Boy, I started deleting them texts because I'm talking trash. And I'm like, hold up. Let me delete this.
Well, luckily, 2nd and 2, and the Rams have a chance to make a big play. And here we're going to play the call of it here. But there was a breakdown of this play, and Dan Orlovsky showed Tyler Higbee is wide open over the middle. But thankfully, the Eagles have a defensive tackle named Jalen Carter, and he didn't let the Rams steal this game. Here it was, the biggest defensive play of the year for the Eagles as the Rams are trying to steal the game 28-22 with about a minute and 11 to go.
3rd down. Back again. They got him. They sack him. It's Carter, Jalen Carter.
Can't block him.
Hugh, that play, and the more I watch the replay, Higbee is wide open. Now, I know it's snowing. He's got to catch it. But if Stafford's not hit there by Jalen Carter, Hugh, I think there is like a 75% chance that we are talking today about a collapse and a loss. Like, that's how close that was.
Yeah, man, and the fact that I would have to unsend those messages and have to deal with all the drama that came with that. That was a hell of a play, man. That defense played well all day yesterday,
well,
for the most part.
How about Jalen Carter? Hugh, this guy is amazing. He gets better and better. Yesterday, he had 2 sacks yesterday. One, he lifted up Matthew Stafford, just kind of held him up in the air.
He was smart not to dump him, though, because
oh,
I would have probably dumped him
that one. That would have been
a penalty. And then that would have been a penalty.
Oh, my goodness. He played 68 of 70 defensive snaps. He was their best player on defense. What a day. 215-592-9494. All right, Hugh, who's getting your game ball? Saquon, Jalen Carter?
I would say in that situation, Jalen Carter. Because you knew if you played the game the way you were supposed to play, that Saquon was going to do his thing. That's a given. That is a given. Especially with, you know, some of the trepidation that we have for, you know, number one, a little trepidation. So you knew that was going to be the case. So I got to give it to Jalen Carter, man, because if that play is not made, Joe, yeah, the conversation might be a lot different today.
So I'm going to give – look, there's no wrong answer here. They won the game. The two of them won the game at the end. I'm giving the game ball to Saquon. I mean, he had over 200 yards rushing, 2 explosive touchdowns, and you mentioned it. We're going to talk a lot about it today and this week. It's unavoidable. They had 65 net passing yards, and they won a division round playoff
65
game.
Of them 65. Things.
65.
But
they won because their running back was their offense. And look, Jalen had a long run to start the game. He gets a lot of credit for that. It was a big, huge play. But the passing game yesterday was dead. I mean, they had seven sacks, a safety.
Yeah,
they got
after him. But he tried to, like, there was some drop balls. One to Schmitty, but Schmitty got crushed.
One AJ. Yeah, they tried.
He tried to get the running game going, man. I mean, excuse me, the passing game going. He tried to get the passing game going. It just wasn't in the cards.
They were rescued by the running back. He was the best player on the field, along with Carter yesterday. 215-592-9494 for your reaction here as the Eagles win it 28-22, and it is on to a home NFC Championship game against the Commodores. Kyle, what are you feeling this morning? Who gets your game ball as the Eagles escape the Los Angeles Rams?
Since it's so hard to give it to either Saquon or Jalen Carter, I'm going to give it to my man who got them both here.
Oh.
Howie Roseman.
Future Hall of Famer, Howie Roseman? That's
exactly right. That was a Howie Roseman game right there. Saquon is...
he celebrated, too.
I love Howie jumping up and down.
That was amazing. Saquon doing nothing that we didn't expect him to do. And same with, really, Jalen Carter. The Jalen Carter end of the game reminded me of, and I said this to you after it happened, reminded me of Aaron Donald in the Super Bowl against the Bengals. The last two plays, when Donald broke through in the back and stopped Pirine and held him to no gain, and then on the very next play on fourth down, pressured Joe Burrow into throwing an incomplete pass. That's exactly what Jalen Carter did to Matt Stafford. And that's like, those are just two plays at the end of the game. Jalen Carter really wrecked that game. The Kyren Williams fumble, the sacks of Stafford. I mean, just an unbelievable performance. Like, I still feel like I'm recovering from that game, because that could have just, it was so close to being like one of the all-time bad losses at the Link in Eagles history. And it went to like one of the most iconic playoff games we'll ever have in this town.
It was awesome. It was amazing. Yeah, when Howie Roseman goes in the Hall of Fame one day, this game should be brought up. I mean, those two players are here because of him. The wherewithal was to have the cap room for Saquon, to recognize the game might go to a more run-based game, to have the draft pick for Jalen Carter. Incredible. 215-592-9494 as the Eagles escape. We'll learn more about the Jalen Hurts knee situation as the week goes on. He got through the game. He was definitely compromised the last quarter and a half, though. On that safety, he looked like a sitting duck back there.
Yeah, he couldn't do anything, man. I was as upset as I was. When you look at that play, you're like, number one, why would you call that? And the man was just banged up, and he couldn't move. And it was really nothing you could do about that. Really, really wasn't, because he couldn't move.
Well, he couldn't. He got them the touchdown early, but after that, it was really the run game and Jalen Carter and the defense. They made a lot of plays on defense. I mean, Nolan Smith had a strip sack, recovery by Bond, recovery by Rodgers. They made enough plays, but boy, that was wild. I mean, they had, what, probably 10 points they either gave away or could have had. They took a safety. They missed two extra points. The Elliott thing is bananas. They had two sacks where they were in near field goal range. They took to go out of field goal range. So they let the Rams hang around, but they finished. Let's react to it. The Eagles are going to the NFC Championship game. Chris in Middletown starts us off on a victory Monday. Chris, good morning.
Happy Martin Luther King Day, man.
Well said, Martin Chris. Luther yes, King MLK Day. Day. Well, I got you. You got it, buddy. Well, we're all a little groggy, hungover, tongue-tied, the heart still, you know, not beating the right way. We're all feeling it in some way, Chris.
Hugh.
Yes.
Hugh. Mr. Douglas, today I want you on that wall. I need you on that wall. Today is about celebrating, and please, you know these, you know, phonies are going to be calling in, and they're going to be throwing stones and doing all kinds of stuff.
Oh, yeah, that's about to happen.
Talk them down, all right, kindly, in your way. You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to try.
Guys, listen. Again, today is about a celebration. Dude, we are advancing to the NFC Championship game at home. Let that set in. We are one of four, and we are playing at home. You know, there's going to be plenty of days of the week, our time during the days of the week, for us to, you know, call and overly criticize this and that. I don't want to hear that today. Personally,
it's going to happen today.
Yeah, it is all about being happy, being where we are, being the fact that we are successful and we continue to move closer and closer to New Orleans. And, you know, that bus trip is going to be off the chain. And, guys, you know, you have to take a moment and enjoy it. I mean, listen, you know, you could be just like John's boy, Jared Goff. Right, John? I mean, where's he at? He's at home today.
He was terrible on Saturday night. Yeah, he was home. He is home. And he and the Lions, Chris, they had it all in front of them, and they blew it. And it really sets the Eagles up. Not that the Commanders are going to be a walkover, but we get it at home. I mean, that you can't ask for anything more.
Yeah, and my game ball goes to right to the very top. The man who, since he has taken over this organization, has given us nothing but this and delivered a Super Bowl and continues to put the right pieces in place by keeping Howie around, even though we all called for him to be fired. And that's one Jeff Lurie. Thank you, Mr. Lurie.
Oh, he's a great owner. I mean, Chris, appreciate the phone call. The dogs are barking in the background with Chris there. Yeah, look, Lurie's amazing. The Eagles have now, I think this is going to be their sixth title game here in Philadelphia since 2002. No one in the NFC has that many. I mean, it's they're a great team. I mean, they're one of the standards of the league. And right now, and Chris said it, I mean, here you look up today at FanDuel, the Eagles are the favorite to win the Super Bowl. I mean, they're the favorite right now to win the Super Bowl.
That's great, man. And I tell you what, as much adversity as this team has had all year long, and the fact that, you know, the quarterback's probably going to be killed later on this week, I mean, that's pretty significant. It's pretty impressive to be in this position, you know, a couple years removed from being, you know, in the Super Bowl. So yeah, to be back here in this moment, that's phenomenal.
Well, I think the amazing part is that they've had a lot of success around here with different kinds of teams, right? 7 years ago, they win it with Nick Foles and a lot of almost kind of cast-off players and free agents, and then they do it 2 years ago with Jalen as their best player, and now they're doing it with Jalen as more of a supporting role, and Saquon and Jalen Carter and all these guys that Howie imported recently as the stars here, and a lot of young guys on defense. Anthony's in Jersey. What's up, Anthony?
Hey, hey, who does this? For all them idiots that said turnovers don't matter.
Listen,
for all them idiots,
Anthony. I was on one this weekend, and I was hoping one. Well, we didn't take calls, but I called for people to call.
Hugh was out there among the crowd searching for the person who said turnovers don't matter.
Somebody called and said, I'm like, dude, that was the – when you talk about all the games that were played this weekend, turnovers were the deciding factors in who won and lost.
I believe all four winning teams had zero turnovers.
That's what I'm saying. And you know what's even funny about that, Anthony? I'm going to let you cook. There was one play where Jalen was running. And he covered the ball up. He was getting like a pinball.
Yep.
And I remember him covering the ball up like it was a precious little baby, because he didn't want anything to happen to that football. That's the type of mentality that you have to have in the playoffs, man. Got to have that mentality.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hey, Hugh, what's our offensive coordinator name?
Goober, Coach Goober. Kellen Moore.
Goober. He was more prepared for the three interviews he had. Than the Los Angeles Rams.
You know what's funny, man?
When we got the ball back, when they waste all their time out, when we got the ball back,
yep.
First play you run it, second play is a play. Like, come on, man. We should have
Anthony, when they threw the ball back. I'm so glad you said it. When they threw the ball on second down there, I was ready to fire everyone. Sirianni, Moore, I wanted them all out of here. I was like, what are you doing? Just give the ball to Saquon. Get out of the game. Why would you throw the ball?
Sometimes coaches, they overthink. Overthink themselves. They outmove them own selves. If that made sense, it didn't make sense.
I got it. I understand. Yeah, go ahead. Anthony, we appreciate the phone call. The bottom line is this. They found a way. I mean, that was not easy. I mean,
no, it
wasn't. The Rams brought it, and obviously the Eagles struggled to move the football. They had – so the Eagles scored 28 points yesterday, right?
Mm-hmm.
But three of those touchdowns were on, you know, like the three big – they were on huge one big play, right? The Jalen run, the Saquon run. Moment to moment, they really struggled to move the ball. They just had three
methodical.
Huge plays.
Yeah, they weren't methodical.
The Rams are more methodical. They had drives.
I tell you what, man. The way that they moved the ball, their quarterback – Matt Stafford, he's a pretty damn good quarterback, man.
He's tough,
I mean,
too, yeah.
He's tough. Yep. And
so is Jalen. They're both tough.
Yeah, no, not taking anything away from Jalen. Because yesterday, I will say, that Rams team played a lot tougher than I gave them credit for at the beginning of the game. I thought they would wilt like a flower in the second half. They didn't do that. Jared Verse came to play.
Whew.
He said what he had to say. He spoke his piece, and he stood on business yesterday. I was impressed with that. He was out there giving Jordan fits, but you kind of expect that from the second fight that they had, the second round, you know, because Jordan took the first fight. So Jared came ready for the second one. So, yeah, props to him for that, man. They played a lot tougher than I gave them credit for.
How about that? The first Saquon run where he looked back at Jared Verse as he was running to the end zone. That was pretty darn cool. Kind of taunting Verse there as he runs to the end zone. Chuck in Mount Airy's up as the Eagles are two games away from the Super Bowl. What's up, Chuck?
Joe Giglio, what's the dealio here?
What's up, man?
Chuck.
What a ball game. First of all, I want to give Nick his flowers, Nick Sirianni. You know, to have this team not turn the ball over and to have them not play sloppy football in those weather conditions, great job by Nick. I mean, some of the play calls was questionable, but I'm happy with the win. I just would like to see Saquon get the ball more in passing situations because he could just break it. You know what I mean? The screen plays, you know, in the flat, you know, I'd like to see him get the ball in the open field against the safety or a linebacker a lot more. I don't think we utilize him out the backfield, you know, passing the ball enough. But, you know, a couple weeks ago we were talking about the number one seed and you know, how it's so important and we got to go get it. And come to find out, it didn't really mean nothing. It didn't mean much because the team that had it was a fraud, just like I told you. Detroit, I told anybody to listen, Detroit with Detroit because they're a losing organization. They're not a win in the playoffs. And I told you about Jared Goff and Sam Darnold. Two frauds sitting home right now. And the winning teams are the teams that play football like the Fluffy Eagles. They don't get pretty, like the Kansas City Chiefs. You know, like Buffalo, they didn't get pretty. You know what I mean? But Detroit got too pretty, and they took a L, and they asked to sit home now. And now Washington is coming here, like I predicted that as well. I mean, two more.
No, you did. I mean,
wait a minute, Chuck. I know you sitting here, you cooking right now, but if I'm not mistaken, weren't you one of them cats that called in last week talking about you ain't care about no turnovers? Wasn't that you? I mean, I ain't trying to start no smoke. I'm just trying to remember. Sometimes I misremembering stuff.
No, I said that I was concerned about Jalen's performance going into this game. I never said turnovers don't mean nothing. I was not one of those cats, man. I'd never say that.
My bad.
I know the game too much to say that. You're on a witch hunt, aren't you?
I'm on a witch hunt.
Chuck, I think we were all concerned about Jalen. And Chuck, good phone call. And I'm still concerned about Jalen. They took seven sacks yesterday. That's 65 net yards passing.
Hey, man, they came to play. They had the momentum on their side. They did their thing. But, hey. And the playoffs is about the matchups, man.
So guess what? So we got a double-edged sword, and we'll talk a lot about it for the next 6 days. We get the title game at home.
Title game.
We get to have home field advantage.
Home field advantage.
We don't got to go to Detroit's
we
dome.
We ain't got to go to Detroit.
But that that quarterback in Washington is a whole problem.
Hey, listen.
Woo!
Listen, this is what I don't want y'all to do today. Well, we're not going to do it today because we're celebrating. But all that foolishness and nonsense and not giving – this Commodores team, the respect that they deserve, they're here for a reason.
We're going to have a fight on Sunday.
You best believe it. It ain't going to be easy.
And I can't wait for it.
And they're feeling themselves,
too. Of course they are. 215-592-9494. We'll talk about every aspect of that win with you on the phone lines today. Eagles are a win away from the Super Bowl. Hugh, we are like, what, 13 days away from
to
New Orleans!
I ain't. You know, putting the cart in front of the horse, but man, we ain't did nothing as far as trying to find no bus.
Well, we have bus drivers.
And the buddy that came to me with the gummies and the bus driver thing. Listen, dog.
What?
I wasn't trying to be mean yesterday.
What?
But I'm on a mission. When I'm done with the show, I'm trying to get into my seat and get ready for the game because he was trying to talk to me after the broadcast.
About gummies and a bus?
Well, he was telling me, and I was like,
we'll get more into this. All right, we'll let you hear the wind sounding on WIP coming up. A cool moment from before the game, as well what Jalen Carter had to say about it after the game. A little trash talk on the field. 215-592-9494. Let's react. Let's celebrate. Who gets your game ball? The Eagles are in the NFC Championship game. We'll discuss it on Sports Radio 94 WIP. Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Show Julian. It wasn't easy yesterday. That was not easy at all, but it's a win. 28-22. The Philadelphia Eagles are a win away from a trip to Super Bowl 59 in New Orleans. 215-592-9494. Saquon amazing. Carter amazing. Howie's roster the best in the NFL. Who gets your game ball? Let's react together. Jalen Carter yesterday was off the charts. Had the play he made, the sack on Matthew Stafford on the second and two with about a minute to go in the game, really won the game. I mean, Tigby was open. If Stafford has time, I think we lose. I mean, I don't trust the passing game and Elliott to go win the game. I mean, I think they're going to lose if they don't make that tackle right there in that sack. But they did. They get the victory. How about Jalen Carter talking a little bit after the game on the scene before the game where him and Jared Verse were John with each other? Here's Jalen Carter on that whole thing.
Yeah, the pregame Verse was doing a little lap waving to the fans. So you had something to tell him. What'd you tell him there?
I was like, you know that's motivation to us, but you don't really know. It was small little tall. You see, when I finished my drill, and you know, it's still cool. I love his game. You know, he'll ball it.
Hugh, I love that little back and forth before the game when they were jawing at each other. Because Verse asked for the smoke. He got the smoke. And then Carter went up to him and talked
and
about it.
And then he stepped up to the plate for the most part, man. He's a hell of a player, man. And that's all you could ask for in a situation like that. It was to say what you said about this fan base and basically come in and you know, they say walk the walk and talk the talk or whatever. Talk the talk, walk the walk. Mm-hmm. He did that. He did his thing. And, you know, for him, they're going home. But for him to come in and talk the way that he talked and somewhat back it up, I thought that was pretty impressive.
Yeah, it was. And look, they're both really good young players. 215-592-9494. Back to the phone lines here. Your reaction as the Eagles move on to the NFC title game. We'll get to a Merrill montage coming up in just a few minutes. Craig in D.C. What's up, Craig?
What's up, fellas?
Good morning, Craig. What's up, buddy?
Yo, blow the whistle, fellas. Blow the whistle, as Gilly would say. What's happening?
How we doing? How you feeling today?
Hey, how y'all doing, man? Hey, you know, of course, a beautiful day. And, we enjoying it down here. Of course, down here in D.C., you know, those guys, they wasn't, you know, they ready to win the Super Bowl. You know, of course, they were calling up, talking about, hey, yeah, we ready. We don't care if it's the Rams or the Eagles, but we know what they wanted. They really wanted the Rams. They ain't want no part of us, fellas. Hey, Hugh, before we get started a little further into it, let me give you, hey, Hugh, I want to give you some info, man. Get this. I know you a Buc-ee's guy, right?
Yes.
Bruh, have you heard in Virginia, you know they building 3 Buc-ee's in Virginia, bruh. We found out like a week or two ago, man.
Seriously?
It's going to be crazy, bro. And from you in Delaware, you can get down here to Virginia in like 3 hours, bro. You ain't going to
I'm
going to
make a 3-hour bus, a 3-hour road trip to Buc-ee's. I'll make that happen.
Hey, when I find out where it is, I'm going to keep you posted.
Yeah, because normally they're like, what, 20 or 30 miles outside of a major city or whatever? So, yes, yeah, sir. That's a nice – yeah, I could do that. That's not a bad trip.
If anybody's looking for Hugh in the next few months, you know where he is. Road trip in Virginia.
yes, sir, fellas. Buc-ee's all the way, baby. Looking forward to it. But, hey, listen, man. Listen, guys, what can I say, man? All I can say is just wrap it all up in one word. It's just excellence, man. Let's just keep it simple. It's all about excellence, man. People don't need to call in, you know, why, talking down on this team today about the mistakes and all that. Man, it was a crazy day. It was bad weather. You knew stuff was going to happen. There's going to be issues and stuff. But, man, listen, we keep winning, man. You know, when I look at the numbers, man, okay, for example, if I threw some numbers out to you and I didn't tell you who they were, who are most people going to take? Are you going to take the guy that threw for 329 yards and 2 TDs, or are you taking the guy that threw for 129 and 0 TDs?
Sound like you can do that through 129. Is the guy that won?
I mean, if I didn't know, I would have taken the 329. But you got to have the context.
That's my point. Yeah. So when all your haters call up today, Joe, I'm telling you, don't be plant based today. You shut them fools down. You let them know. It's just like what Seth said on the morning show. It's all about winning, man. I don't even care anymore about the whole Jalen can't throw for 300 yards. Man, we had 3 runners go for over 40 yards for a touchdown yesterday. Yeah. Jalen and Saquon twice. It's all about winning, fellas, and the way we're doing it, we're a defensive and running game team, and we are riding this thing. We rolling that bus, Hugh. We going to New Orleans, baby. We gonna win it.
Let's go, Craig. Craig, good phone call.
Let's do it. All right, brother.
There we go, Craig. All right, so he's right, and I think Jalen deserves credit for 2 things. One, the run in the first quarter got the ball rolling, right?
44,
and that was a good run. He ran. I think that's the longest touchdown run of his career. He ran through a defensive tackle, boom, touchdown. I also give him credit for his toughness. I mean, he's hurt, right? He played through something that was it looked ugly when he went down, the way his knee bent. He's a tough player. But also, like, he didn't play well yesterday. I mean, I don't know. I mean, they won, and he helped them win with the run. But the passing game, which you mentioned, there were some drops to, and there were some protection issues, right?
Yeah.
It was not a good passing day. I mean, we all know that. We watched the same game. They won because of their running game and their defense yesterday.
Yeah, no question about that, man. It was they tried to get the passing game going, and for whatever reason, it wasn't there. You saw the one play to Schmitty where he got crushed.
Ooh.
He got crushed.
At least they got the penalty on that.
Yeah, he got crushed.
Yep.
But there was a effort to get the running game, I mean, excuse me, the passing game going.
Yep.
But at the end of the day, man, we run the ball extremely well. We are the best running team in this playoffs, in my opinion. You know, NFC. If you want to split hairs like that in NFC.
Well, Baltimore's out, so they're the best running team.
Yeah, so it's one of those things where do what got you here. And I know that there were a lot of people that are still concerned about the passing game. Man, this feels like it's going to be a run game. As well as Jay Daniels looked last week, what really got it going for them was the running game. Because they were able to run, and it kind of balanced things out for them, and it was enough of a threat so that the passing game factored in big for them last week. So yeah, you got to do what gets you here, man. You got to be able to run the football.
Well, that's what the 2024 Eagles are. I mean, they're one of the greatest running teams we've ever seen in Philadelphia. It's really one of the great running teams in NFL history. Jalen's a part of that. Saquon's the biggest part of it. And the amount of explosive runs they have is just remarkable. I'd never seen a running back do this as consistently as Saquon this year. I mean, there's been some guys that could run away. I mean, right? Like, you go to Adrian Peterson, Lanny Tomlinson, Barry Sanders. There's been some great backs that could run away from the defense. But to have 50, 60, 70-yard runs, like, routinely, it's insane. Rob Adelko, what's up, Rob?
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles! Go Birds!
Rob, what are we feeling this morning?
Listen, if I'm being a little nitpicky, I'm going to give Jalen a little slack. Because let me tell you something. AJ got to catch that ball, Joe. And that changes his numbers a little bit, Joe. That's a 4-point swing, okay, right there. Just alone on that AJ catch.
Yeah, and
right?
it's the kind of catch he usually makes. Yep.
Wait, I'm sorry. Did we score on that drive?
I'm trying to remember what part of the game it was. The AJ drop front. Was that before he took a sack and they didn't score there? That was the front right corner of the end zone, right? That was near where that was?
Right, right.
Yeah,
right.
I got to go back and look to see exactly which drive that was. I don't remember if they scored on that one. Well, you know, hold on. Well, it was if it was a field goal, right? Because their touchdowns were all on the big plays. It was the Saquon run first half, Jalen run first half, Saquon run second half. So if it was a field goal or was nothing.
Okay, but I'm saying that's a big deal if it was a touchdown and we didn't get nothing on that drive. And I don't want to be nitpicky, but if we want to beat Washington, first of all, I'm glad Q's okay because we're going to need him to stick McLaurin next week or this coming week. So I hope Mitchell's okay.
Well, they had their doctor on this morning on the morning show, and his guess was – and he's not his doctor, but just a doctor.
Right.
His guess was AC joint, and that's usually one of those things where you could play through the pain. So my guess right now is Mitchell's going to be able to play next week. Hopefully he's able to play well and be out there the whole time.
Okay. All right, so that's big because I think we're going to need him. That's big.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't know how Isaiah Rodgers missed that one pick going right down the middle. It was in his hands, and the guy took it out of his hands.
I know. But, yeah, I give him credit for, like, being a gamer, but they went after him. I mean, you could tell. They were trying to attack Isaiah Rodgers.
Right. And here's my other little nitpicky thing, Hugh. Love this guy. I'm sure he's going to be a Hall of Famer. How does Lane Johnson fall short on that touch push?
I know.
That cost us another 4 points, Joe.
It's a good point. So, yeah, they had a lot of mistakes yesterday, and they still won the game.
Yeah.
And we could have put 40 up on them in that snow. We really could have put 40 up on them. So I'm not worried at all, okay? I'm already taking off for the Super Bowl time. I'm already going to go to New Orleans because we're going, Hugh. I'm jumping the gun. I'm thinking right
and,
now.
And it has officially begun on a
Let's
Monday.
Go, boys.
Yeah, I told you the guy that was asking me about the bus trip and all this.
Yep.
And I'm like, dog, that decision, like we still ain't got permission for that yet. We still working on that.
Hugh, I'm giving you permission, Hugh. You got
Rob. You got Rob.
Thank you, Rob. That appreciate.
Rob, good
appreciate
phone call,
that.
Buddy.
But that ain't the guy we need to get permission from.
Well, we're trying to, you know, cross the T's and dot the I's. But listen, we're doing what we can. We need the Eagles to win on Sunday, right? That's number one.
Yeah, let's do that first.
Let's get a win on Sunday, and then we move forward. 215-592-9494. All right, before we go any further, can we hear how it sounded yesterday right here on WIP? The Merrill montage.
We
as
need a montage.
The Eagles, 28. The Rams, 22.
Welcome to the final game of the divisional round of the NFC playoffs. To the victor comes a spot in the NFC Championship game against
yes.
Washington. The loser can only focus on next year. Second down and four at the Rams' 45-yard line. Hurts, looks, fakes, keeps it at the 40, at the 35, 30, 25, 20. Jalen Hurts, touchdown! 45 yards! Here's the extra point, spotted, kicked up, and no good. No good. A missed extra point by Jake Elliott. Back goes Stafford. He fires, and it is complete for a touchdown to Higbee. And now the Rams can take the lead with the extra point. And the gun, Hurts, gives off to Barkley. He's got a first down and more. 50, 40, 30, 20, 10, 5, touchdown! Saquon Barkley!
He did it
62
again.
62 yards!
He did it again, Mel Reese.
44-yarder for the lead. Snap, place, kick away, and the kick is good. Jake gets them the lead. A line drive. Hurts drops. Hurts looks. He starts to run, and he's pulled down at the 30-yard line. He doesn't get far. McCullough dragged him down.
Very slow getting up, Jalen Hurts, and he gets up with a little bit of a limp. Fortunately, Jalen Hurts comes out of that medical tent, and now he's jogging onto the field.
The ball at the 7-yard line. Hurts again in the gun. Does he come back to Barkley again? He doesn't. He backpedals. He steps up. He looks. He is tackled. It's a safety. The sixth sack. Oh, that's the worst thing that could happen. Stafford. This time he gives it off to Williams, who fumbles the football, goes down, and it's picked up by the Eagles. There's the big turnover of the game. Rodgers picks it up. Rodgers picks it up and takes it down to the 8. Back to Stafford. He looks up. He's being chased. He has the ball knocked out of his hands. Eagles have it.
Yep.
Second turnover.
Yep.
Knocked out of his hands. And coming up with it, Nolan Smith made the hit. And Zach Bourne recovered. This is about a 37-yard attempt to give the Eagles a 7-point lead. Spotted. Kicked up. And it is.
He got it.
Good. He's got it again. Jake may have missed the first extra point, but he has connected with 3 clutch field goals. Hurts in the gun on first down. He goes to Barkley. He breaks a tackle. He's on his way.
Uh-oh.
Here he goes. He's at the 40, 30, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown! Saquon Barkley, 78 yards. Boy, that'll lock it up.
Boy, he is a special football player.
It's not over yet, but the Eagles are at a 2-touchdown lead. Firing again, this time the cup inside the 5. And they're rolling. Stafford stamps his foot. He's back. He's looking. He fires. And it is caught for a touchdown by Kobe Parkinson. Well, this is a little more serious than I expected. Stafford. He backpedals. He looks up. He's going deep down the far side of the field. And is it caught?
It is
caught. It is caught by Nacua down to the 20. Oh, my goodness. Stafford in the gun. 6 for 15 on third down. Back again. They got him. They sack him. It's Carter, Jalen Carter.
Can't block him. Then he gets himself a Matthew Stafford.
It's 4th and 11. If the Eagles stop them right here, if they keep them shy of a first down, they win the game. He's in the gun. Motion to the near side. Stafford back. He's looking. He puts it in the air, and it's incomplete. It's incomplete. The Eagles take over on downs. And now they are heading for the NFC Championship game.
The Merrill montage. I love the emotion of that one there. So a couple things. One of my favorite thing all year here has been Mike Quick's uh-ohs when Barkley's about
when you say uh-oh.
He's about to break one. And then how about the fourth quarter? We're going to have Merrill join us at 11 as he always does on Mondays. Hugh, the emotion of Merrill, and it was like all of us, when Barkley ran for the 78-yarder to go up 13 at that point, I think we were all like, it's over, right? Like, they got it. And then the next clip is, oh no, the Rams are coming back.
Nah, listen, let me tell you. Like I said, I'm getting ready, because at that point, the clock is ticking down. So you're getting ready for the next one. And I had friends of mine calling, hey, man, yada, 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 about next week. And I said, all right, I got you, whatever. Then I was like, hold up, wait a minute. Let me go ahead and send some of these damn messages for, because I'm going to sound real crazy if this don't work out the way that I think it's going to work out. So, yeah.
When Nacua caught that pass up the sideline, I was like, this is not
Darius,
going right.
You know what? And shout out to Darius Slay, man. Darius been playing well this year.
I agree with you.
And, you know, people were saying stuff about Darius. Sometimes you get the bear, man. Sometimes the bear gets you.
Well, you can't call him Darius right now. He doesn't like that.
No, he's
and
slay.
He's been playing well.
He's
so
slay.
He's Slay right now.
Yeah, I would say big play.
Man.
Enough plays.
Like your old the uncle said, I'm going to call him what his mama named me. I'm going to call him what his mama named me. If he don't like it, we can talk to me about that. But right now, Darius, he was out there balling.
He made some big plays.
He made some big
pass
plays
breakups, yeah. The defense, everyone seemed to make a play. I mean, obviously Carter was their best player yesterday, but Smith had the big strip sack. Rodgers had the fumble recovery. I mean, Bond had a fumble recovery. I thought they all stepped up and made plays at one point to help them win that football game. Cooper had the dropped pick that almost sealed the game. Like, there were so many moments in that game. Let's go to Black Gritty yesterday. What's up, Black Gritty?
Good morning, my neighbors. Good morning.
Good morning. What's up?
So, let me tell you something. You have great callers this morning so far. Everybody seems like rational and knows what's going on. I know he was out here hunting for whoever said that dumb stuff.
Man, listen, man. Hey, Black Gritty, it's interesting because I'm like, cats ain't having with that same bravado that they had last week. But okay, I let them live.
Hey, Joe, I can't see. Is you wearing that Les Hunt hoodie? Because my boy is looking right now. He like Les Hunt.
No, see, so, I ain't wearing mine. Joe has on his hoodie. I didn't wear mine. I'm funny about stuff like that. I had to wash it first.
Me too. So for the people that are waiting on hold to talk about it, so Lane Johnson false start. There's 6 points right there. A.J. Brown catches the ball on the three. That's probably another 6 points right there. Becton down the field on the Dallas Goedert catch inside the four-yard line. That's another 6 points. I'm not giving seven because Jake Elliott couldn't kick extra points yesterday. But, I mean, that 18-point swing would have had us blowing the doors off of the Rams. I know the Rams played good, vice versa, tried to do his thing. But I tell you what, the other two things you could think about is when Saquon looked at Jalen Hurts and said, watch this, like, I got this. That was after a Jalen Hurts audible when he flipped the whole play and went it to the other side. Both of Saquon's runs are off of Jalen Hurts audibles. So don't tell me he can't read defense. Don't tell me he can't see. Yes, he held the ball a little too long. But you know what? There's snowflakes in his eyes. You want to dump the ball off over the defensive line that's coming in his face and maybe throw a pick six? I'll take a 2 points instead of a 3 point or a 6 point. He doesn't turn the ball over. Every quarterback that you wanted in America lost because of turnovers. Not my guy. Jalen Hurts is QB1. If you don't like it, you don't like winning. And I like my George W. served up on a Monday morning, fresh and easy with steak and eggs. And that's what I get 72% of the time when Jalen Hurts is my quarterback. Yeah, wait, one more thing. Y'all really need to get on this eastbound and down. You get on that bus. And y'all doing some horrible diligence. Talk, there's only one manager. Rod, get on the line and get this bus thing going. Get it together. Y'all slacking because it's eastbound and down. You get on that bus and go back.
Black Gritty, good funky. This is on Rod Lakin. I mean, Rod's in charge of the bus. We put this on him.
We just throwing names out there.
Yeah,
well,
he called them out.
We doing reckless stuff like that.
I'm not disagreeing with Black Gritty. It's been known for months. We're trying to get a bus to
that's pretty bold to call
it.
That's pretty bold to call the bus out there.
Listen,
I'm not that comfortable doing that.
We planned a bus trip. Now we have responsibilities here that we can only do so much. Like, we got a show to do, right? So now the powers above us need to get the bus revved up and gassed up for a couple Fridays
from
now.
This is when you talk about, you want to call me plant-based. When you start calling out the boss, yeah, I get a little plant-based when you do stuff like
that. You can't be plant-based on a championship week.
I mean, but calling him out on the air, though, talking about it's on him.
Well, no, Black Gritty called him out.
I just furthered it.
I'm not running from the allegations. Yeah, no, we're going to double down. All right, let's go to Rasheem in North Philly. What's up, Rasheem?
Hey, what's up? How you guys doing?
Rasheem, what's up, buddy?
What's up? I'm extremely excited with this football team. Just being able to be in this position, Nick Sirianni, how the year we had last year to come back and be in the NFC Championship, and it takes the whole football team. It takes the offensive, defense, a quarterback position. I understand that you know, he's not throwing for 4,000 yards. He's not throwing for 300 yards. But he's also not turning the football over, and that's a huge part of the playoff right now. If you look at the team that lost in the playoffs, the majority of the reason why he lost is because the quarterback turned the ball over.
Yep.
And this quarterback is not turning the ball over. And I hope next week we win by rushing the ball for 300 yards and passing the ball for 200 yards, just so I can hear people continuously come on the radio station and the television and say, sooner or later, Jalen Hurts is going to have to pass the ball for 400 yards. No, he's doing exactly what he needs to do to win a football game. On a 4th and 4, when we needed him to pass the ball, what did he do? Completion to A.J. Brown. Bad quarterbacks does not do things like that. And it's just crazy to me how over and over again I hear people calling and criticizing this guy for winning the football game. And he told you in the interview, the only thing he cares about is winning.
Sure, he's a winning quarterback. I mean, they could use more out of the passing game, though. I mean, we all know this.
So if they need him more out of the passing game, they would have gave you more, but they have been winning games with running the ball for almost 250 yards and passing the ball.
Right,
for
but if Carter doesn't sack Stafford,
but that's part of football.
Rasheem, it's not like you get to a redo if things go bad. Like if you do more during the game, and this is all of them. This is AJ, it's Jalen, it's the offensive line. If they had done better throughout the game, and Ellie, like everybody, then we wouldn't have to pray the defense makes a stop.
If AJ's not reading a damn book on the sideline, maybe he could catch the ball. Sunday.
Well, you know what? Here's what I would like, and this is everybody. Rasheem, look, they're in the NFC title game. We're all excited. I don't think it's we gotta take a deep breath. Like, it's not slander to the quarterback to say they could use more out of the passing game, guys. They had 65 net passing yards yesterday. It's the NFL. They won because their defense and obviously their amazing run game, which Jalen's a part of. Jalen's a huge. He had a 44-yard run. That's great. They do need more out of the pass game. I mean, like that's reality. I think they all would say that. They're going to say it this week. If you tell me right now, would they sign up to throw for 65 net pass yards on Sunday against the Commanders? They'd all say
not
no.
Not after what you saw the Commodores do.
No, they want more. It's about doing it and trying to do it officially. All right, 215-592-9494. That is
AJ
how you outboard.
Straight.
Well, you know, he only has more than 30 yards in one of his Eagles playoff games in his career.
He caught a stray.
He's been oddly quiet in the postseason in his Eagles career. All right, we'll get back to all this. All your phone calls on the win. The Eagles are in the NFC title game, and we'll talk to the man who called the action right here on WIP. Merrill Reese joins us next. It's the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
The action is heating up this playoff season at ESPN Bet Sportsbook. You can bet overs and unders and the point spread or player props like passing or rushing yards. New ESPN Bet Sportsbook customers can bet $10 to get $100 in bonus bets and unlock 30 days of ESPN Plus. Download the app and sign up with promo code Radio100 to get started today. Odds and lines subject to change. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Show Julian. It wasn't easy yesterday. That was not easy at all, but it's a win. 28-22. The Philadelphia Eagles are a win away from a trip to Super Bowl 59. in New Orleans. 215-592-9494. Saquon amazing. Carter amazing. Howie's roster the best in the NFL. Who gets your game ball? Let's react together. Jalen Carter yesterday was off the charts. Had the play he made, the sack on Matthew Stafford on the second and two with about a minute to go in the game, really won the game. I mean, Tigby was open. If Stafford has time, I think we lose. I mean, I don't trust the passing game and Elliott to go win the game. I mean, I think they're going to lose if they don't make that tackle right there in that sack. But they did. They get the victory. How about Jalen Carter talking a little bit after the game on the scene before the game where him and Jared Verse were John with each other? Here's Jalen Carter on that whole thing.
Yeah, the pregame, Verse was doing a little lap waving to the fans. So you had something to tell him. What'd you tell him there?
I was like, you know that's motivation to us, but you weren't really nice. It was small, little tall. You see, when I finished my drill. And, you know, it's still cool. I love his game. You know, he'll ball it.
I love that little back and forth before the game when they were jawing at each other. Because Verse asked for the smoke. He got the smoke. And then Carter went up to him and talked about it.
And then he stepped up to the plate for the most part, man. He's a hell of a player, man. And that's all you could ask for in a situation like that. It was to say what you said about this fan base and basically come in and you know, they say walk the walk and talk the talk or whatever. Talk the talk, walk the walk. Mm-hmm. He did that. He did his thing. And, you know, for him, they're going home. But for him to come in and talk the way that he talked and somewhat back it up, I thought that was pretty impressive.
Yeah, it was. And look, they're both really good young players. 215-592-9494. Back to the phone lines here. Your reaction as the Eagles move on to the NFC title game. We'll get to a Merrill montage coming up in just a few minutes. Craig in D.C. What's up, Craig?
What's up, fellas?
Good morning, Craig. What's up, buddy?
Yo, blow the whistle, fellas. Blow the whistle, as Gilly would say. What's happening?
How we doing? How you feeling today?
Hey, how y'all doing, man? Hey, you know, of course, a beautiful day. And, we enjoying it down here. Of course, down here in D.C., you know, those guys, they wasn't, you know, they ready to win the Super Bowl. You know, of course, they were calling up, talking about, hey, yeah, we ready. We don't care if it's the Rams or the Eagles, but we know what they wanted. They really wanted the Rams. They ain't want no part of us, fellas. Hey, Hugh, before we get started a little further into it, let me give you, hey, Hugh, I want to give you some info, man. Get this. I know you a Buc-ee's guy, right?
Yes.
Bruh, have you heard in Virginia, you know they building 3 Buc-ee's in Virginia, bruh. We found out like a week or two ago, man.
Seriously?
It's going to be crazy, bro. And from you in Delaware, you can get down here to Virginia in like 3 hours, bro. You ain't going to
I'm
going to
make a 3-hour bus, a 3-hour road trip to Buc-ee's. I'll make that happen.
Hey, when I find out where it is, I'm going to keep you posted.
Yeah, because normally they're like, what, 20 or 30 miles outside of a major city or whatever? So, yes, yeah, sir. That's a nice – yeah, I can do that. That's not a bad trip.
If anybody's looking for Hugh in the next few months, you know where he is. Road trip in Virginia.
yes, sir, fellas. Buc-ee's all the way, baby. Looking forward to it. But, hey, listen, man. Listen, guys, what can I say, man? Just all I can say is just wrap it all up in one word. It's just excellence, man. Let's just keep it simple. It's all about excellence, man. People don't need to call in, you know, why, talking down on this team today about the mistakes and all that. Man, it was a crazy day. It was bad weather. You knew stuff was going to happen. There's going to be issues and stuff. But, man, listen, we keep winning, man. You know, when I look at the numbers, man, okay, for example, if I threw some numbers out to you and I didn't tell you who they were, who are most people going to take? Are you going to take the guy that threw for 329 yards and 2 TDs, or are you taking the guy that threw for 129 and 0 TDs?
Sound like you can do that through 129. Is the guy that won?
I mean, if I didn't know, I would have taken the 329. But you got to have the context.
That's my point.
Yeah.
So when all your haters call up today, Joe, I'm telling you, don't be plant based today. You shut them fools down. You let them know. It's just like what Seth said on the morning show. It's all about winning, man. I don't even care anymore about the whole Jalen can't throw for 300 yards. Man, we had 3 runners go for over 40 yards for a touchdown yesterday. Yeah. Jalen and Saquon twice. It's all about winning, fellas, and the way we're doing it, we're a defensive and running game team, and we are riding this thing. We rolling that bus, Hugh. We going to New Orleans, baby. We going to win it.
Let's go, Craig. Craig, good phone call.
Let's do it. All right, brother.
There we go, Craig. All right, so he's right, and I think Jalen deserves credit for 2 things. One, the run in the first quarter got the ball rolling, right?
44,
and that was a good run. He ran. I think that's the longest touchdown run of his career. He ran through a defensive tackle. Boom, touchdown. I also give him credit for you for his toughness. I mean, he's hurt, right? He played through something that was it looked ugly when he went down, the way his knee bent. He's a tough player. But also, like, he didn't play well yesterday. I mean, I don't know. I mean, they won, and he helped them win with the run. But the passing game, which you mentioned there were some drops to, and there were some protection issues, right?
Yeah.
it was not a good passing day. I mean, we all know that. We watched the same game. They won because of their running game and their defense yesterday.
Yeah, no question about that, man. It was they tried to get the passing game going, and for whatever reason, it wasn't there. You saw the one play to Schmitty where he got crushed.
Ooh.
He got crushed.
At least they got the penalty on that.
Yeah, he got crushed.
Yep.
But there was a effort to get the running game, the passing game going.
Yep.
But at the end of the day, man, we run the ball extremely well. We are the best running team in this playoffs, in my opinion. If you want to split hairs like that in the NFC.
Well, Baltimore's out, so they're the best running team.
Yeah, so it's one of those things where do what got you here. And I know that there were a lot of people that are still concerned about the passing game. Man, this feels like it's going to be a run game. As well as Jay Daniels looked last week, what really got it going for them was the running game. Because they were able to run and it kind of balanced things out for them. And it was enough of a threat so that the passing game factored in big for them last week. So yeah, you got to do what gets you here, man. You got to be able to run the football.
Well, that's what the 2024 Eagles are. I mean, they're one of the greatest running teams we've ever seen in Philadelphia. It's really one of the great running teams in NFL history. Jalen's a part of that. Saquon's the biggest part of it. And the amount of explosive runs they have is just remarkable. I'd never seen a running back do this as consistently as Saquon this year. I mean, there's been some guys that could run away. I mean, right? Like, you go to Adrian Peterson, Lanny and Tomlinson, Barry Sanders. There's been some great backs that could run away from the defense. But to have 50, 60, 70-yard runs, like, routinely, it's insane. Rob and Delco, what's up, Rob?
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles! Go Birds!
Rob, what are we feeling this morning?
Listen, if I'm being a little nitpicky, I'm going to give Jalen a little slack. Because let me tell you something. AJ got to catch that ball, Joe. And that changes the numbers a little bit, Joe. That's a 4-point swing, okay, right there. Just alone on that AJ catch.
Yeah, and
right?
it's the kind of catch he usually makes. Yep.
Wait, I'm sorry. Did we score on that drive?
I'm trying to remember what part of the game it was. The AJ drop front. Was that before he took a sack and they didn't score there? That was the front right corner of the end zone, right? That was near where that was?
Right.
Yeah, I got to go back and look to see exactly which drive that was. I don't remember if they scored on that one. Well, you know, hold on. Well, if it was a field goal, right? Because their touchdowns were all on the big plays. It was the Saquon run first half, Jalen run first half, Saquon run second half. So if it was a field goal or was nothing.
Okay, but I'm saying that's a big deal if it was a touchdown and we didn't get nothing on that drive. And I don't want to be nitpicky, but if we want to beat Washington, first of all, I'm glad Q's okay because we're going to need him to stick McLaurin next week or this coming week. So I hope Mitchell's okay.
Well, they had their doctor on this morning on the morning show, and his guess was – and he's not his doctor, but just a doctor.
Right.
His guess was AC joint, and that's usually one of those things where you could play through the pain. So my guess right now is Mitchell's going to be able to play next week. Hopefully he's able to play well and be out there the whole time.
Okay. All right, so that's big because I think we're going to need him. That's big.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't know how Isaiah Rodgers missed that one pick going right down the middle. It was in his hands, and the guy took it out of the game.
I know. But, yeah, I give him credit for, like, being a gamer, but they went after him. I mean, you could tell. They were trying to attack Isaiah Rodgers.
Right. And here's my other little nitpicky thing, Hugh. Love this guy. I'm sure he's going to be a Hall of Famer. How does Lane Johnson fall short on that touch push?
I know.
That cost us another 4 points, Joe.
It's a good point. So, yeah, they had a lot of mistakes yesterday, and they still won the game.
Yeah.
And we could have put 40 up on them in that snow. We really could have put 40 up on them. So I'm not worried at all, okay? I'm already taking off for the Super Bowl time. I'm already going to go to New Orleans because we're going, Hugh. I'm jumping the gun. I'm thinking right
and,
now.
And it has officially begun on a
Let's
Monday.
Go, boys.
Yeah, I told you the guy that was asking me about the bus trip and all this.
Yep.
And I'm like, dog, that decision, like, we still ain't got permission for that yet. We still working on that.
Hugh, I'm giving you permission, Hugh. You got
permission.
Thank you. Thank you, Rob. That appreciate
Rob,
I
good
appreciate
phone call,
that.
Buddy.
But that ain't the guy we need to get permission from.
Well, we're trying to, you know, cross the T's and dot the I's. But listen, we're doing what we can. We need the Eagles to win on Sunday, right? That's number one.
Yeah, let's do that first.
Let's get a win on Sunday, and then we move forward. 215-592-9494. Before we go any further, can we hear how it sounded yesterday right here on WIP? The Merrill montage.
We need a montage.
The Eagles, 28, the Rams, 22.
Welcome to the final game of the divisional round of the NFC playoffs. To the victor comes a spot in the NFC championship game against Washington. The loser can only focus on next year. Second down and 4 at the Rams' 45-yard line. Hurts, looks, fakes, keeps it at the 40, at the 35, 30, 25, 20. Jalen Hurts, touchdown! 45 yards. Here's the extra point. Spotted, kicked up, and no good. No good. A missed extra point by Jake Elliott. Back goes Stafford. He fires, and it is complete for a touchdown to Higbee. And now the Rams can take the lead with the extra point. And the gun. Hurts gives off to Barkley. He's got a first down and more. 50, 40, 30, 20, 10, 5. Touchdown! Saquon Barkley!
He did it
62
again.
62 yards!
He did it again, Mel Reese.
44-yarder for the lead. Snap. Place. Kick away, and the kick is good. Jake gets them the lead. A line drive. Hurts drops. Hurts looks. He starts to run, and he's pulled down at the 30-yard line. He doesn't get far. McCullough dragged him down.
Very slow getting up, Jalen Hurts, and he gets up with a little bit of a limp. Fortunately, Jalen Hurts comes out of that medical tent, and now he's jogging onto the field.
The ball at the 7-yard line. Hurts again in the gun. Does he come back to Barkley again? He doesn't. He backpedals. He steps up. He looks. He is tackled. It's a safety. The 6th sack. Oh, that's the worst thing that could happen. Stafford. This time he gives it off to Williams, who fumbles the football, goes down, and it's picked up by the Eagles. There's the big turnover of the game. Rodgers picks it up. Rodgers picks it up and takes it down to the 8. Back to Stafford. He looks up. He's being chased. He has the ball knocked out of his hands. Eagles have it.
Yep.
Second turnover.
Yep.
Knocked out of his hands. And coming up with it, Nolan Smith made the hit. And Zach Bourne recovered. This is about a 37-yard attempt to give the Eagles a 7-point lead. Spotted. Kicked up. And it is...
He got it.
Good. He's got it again. Jake may have missed the first extra point, but he has connected with 3 clutch field goals. Hurts in the gun on first down. He goes to Barkley. He breaks a tackle. He's on his way.
Uh-oh.
Here he goes. He's at the 40, 30, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown! Saquon Barkley, 78 yards. Boy, that'll lock it up.
Boy, he is a special football player.
It's not over yet, but the Eagles are at a 2-touchdown lead. Firing again, this time the cup inside the 5. And they're rolling. Stafford stamps his foot. He's back. He's looking. He fires. And it is caught for a touchdown by Kobe Parkinson. Well, this is a little more serious than I expected. Stafford. He backpedals. He looks up. He's going deep down the far side of the field. And is it caught?
It is
caught. It is caught by Nacua down to the 20. Oh, my goodness. Stafford in the gun. 6 for 15 on third down. Back again. They got him. They sack him. It's Carter, Jalen Carter.
Can't block him. Then he gets himself a Matthew Stafford.
It's 4th and 11. If the Eagles stop them right here, if they keep them shy of a first down, they win the game. He's in the gun. Motion to the near side. Stafford back. He's looking. He puts it in the air, and it's incomplete. It's incomplete. The Eagles take over on downs. And now they are heading for the NFC Championship game.
The Merrill montage. I love the emotion of that one there. So a couple things. One of my favorite thing all year here has been Mike Quick's uh-ohs when Barkley's about
when said,
he's about to break one. And then how about the fourth quarter? We're going to have Merrill join us at 11 as he always does on Mondays. Hugh, the emotion of Merrill, and it was like all of us, when Barkley ran for the 78-yarder to go up 13 at that point, I think we're all like, it's over, right? Like, they got it. And then the next clip is, oh, no, the Rams are coming back.
Nah, listen, let me tell you. Like I said, I'm getting ready. Because at that point, the clock is ticking down. So you're getting ready for the next one. And I had friends of mine calling, hey, man, yada, 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 about next week. And I said, all right, I got you, whatever. Then I was like, hold up, wait a minute. Let me go ahead and send some of these damn messages. Because I'm going to sound real crazy if this don't work out the way that I think it's going to work out.
Yeah, so, yeah. When Nacua caught that pass up the sideline, I was like, this is not
Darius,
going right.
You know what? And shout out to Darius Slay, man. Darius been playing well this year.
I agree with you.
And, you know, people were saying stuff about Darius. Sometimes you get the bear, man. Sometimes the bear gets you.
Well, you can't call him Darius right now. He doesn't like that.
No,
he's been playing well. He's Slay right now.
Yeah, I would say big play.
Man.
Enough plays.
Like your old the uncle said, I'm going to call him what his mama named me. I'm going to call him what his mama named me. If he don't like it, we can talk to me about that. But right now, Darius, he was out there balling.
He made some big plays.
He made some big
pass breakups, yeah. The defense, everyone seemed to make a play. I mean, obviously Carter was their best player yesterday, but Smith had the big strip sack. Rodgers had the fumble recovery. I mean, Bond had a fumble recovery. I thought they all stepped up and made plays at one point to help them win that football game. Cooper had the dropped pick that almost sealed the game. Like, there were so many moments in that game. Let's go to Black Gritty yesterday. What's up, Black Gritty?
Good morning, my neighbors. Good morning.
Good morning. What's up?
So let me tell you something. You have some great callers this morning so far. Everybody seems like rational and knows what's going on. I know he was out here hunting for whoever said that dumb stuff.
Man, listen, man. Hey, Black Gritty, it's interesting because I'm like, cats ain't having with that same bravado that they had last week. But okay, I let them live.
Hey, Joe, I can't see. Is you wearing that Les Hunt hoodie? Because my boy is looking right now. He like Les Hunt.
No, see, so, I ain't wearing mine. Joe has on his hoodie. I didn't wear mine. I'm funny about stuff like that. I had to wash it first.
Me too. So for the people that are waiting on hold to talk about it, so Lane Johnson, false start. There's 6 points right there. A.J. Brown catches the ball on the three. That's probably another 6 points right there. Becton down the field on the Dallas Goedert catch inside the four-yard line. That's another 6 points. I'm not giving seven because Jake Elliott couldn't kick extra points yesterday. But, I mean, that 18-point swing would have had us blowing the doors off of the Rams. I know the Rams played good, vice versa, tried to do his thing. But I tell you what, the other two things you could think about is when Saquon looked at Jalen Hurts and said, watch this, like, I got this. That was after a Jalen Hurts audible when he flipped the whole play and went it to the other side. Both of Saquon's runs are off of Jalen Hurts audibles. So don't tell me he can't read defense. Don't tell me he can't see. Yes, he held the ball a little too long. But you know what? There's snowflakes in his eyes. You want to dump the ball off over the defensive line that's coming in his face and maybe throw a pick six? I'll take a 2 points instead of a 3 point or a 6 point. He doesn't turn the ball over. Every quarterback that you wanted in America lost because of turnovers. Not my guy. Jalen Hurts is QB1. If you don't like it, you don't like winning. And I like my George W. served up on a Monday morning, fresh and easy with steak and eggs. And that's what I get 72% of the time when Jalen Hurts is my quarterback. Yeah, wait, one more thing. Y'all really need to get on this eastbound and down. You get on that bus. And y'all doing some horrible diligence. Talk, there's only one manager. Rod, get on the line and get this bus thing going. Get it together. Y'all slacking because it's eastbound and down. You get on that bus and go back.
Black Gritty, good funky. This is on Rod Lakin. I mean, Rod's in charge of the bus. We put this on him.
We just throwing names out there.
Yeah,
well,
he called them out.
We doing reckless stuff like that.
I'm not disagreeing with Black Gritty. It's been known for months. We're trying to get a bus to
That's pretty bold to call
it.
That's pretty bold to call the bus out there.
Listen,
I'm not that comfortable doing that.
We planned a bus trip. Now we have responsibilities here that we can only do so much. Like, we got a show to do, right? So now the powers above us need to get the bus revved up and gassed up for a couple Fridays from now.
This is when you talk about, you want to call me plant-based. When you start calling out the boss, yeah, I get a little plant-based when you do stuff like
that. You can't be plant-based on a championship week.
I mean, but calling him out on the air, though, talking about it's on him.
Well, no, Black Gritty called him out.
I just furthered it.
I'm not running from the allegations. Yeah, no, we're going to double down. All right, let's go to Rasheem in North Philly. What's up, Rasheem?
Hey, what's up? How you guys doing?
Rasheem, what's up, buddy?
What's up? I'm extremely excited with this football team. Just being able to be in this position, Nick Sirianni, how the year we had last year to come back and be in the NFC Championship, and it takes the whole football team. It takes the offensive, defense, a quarterback position. I understand that, you know, he's not throwing for 4,000 yards. He's not throwing for 300 yards. But he's also not turning the football over, and that's a huge part of the playoff right now. If you look at the team that lost in the playoffs, the majority of the reason why he lost is because the quarterback turned the ball over.
Yep.
And this quarterback is not turning the ball over. And I hope next week we win. by rushing the ball for 300 yards and passing the ball for 200 yards, just so I can hear people continuously come on the radio station and the television and say, sooner or later, Jalen Hurts is going to have to pass the ball for 400 yards. No, he's doing exactly what he needs to do to win a football game. On a 4th and 4, when we needed him to pass the ball, what did he do? Completion to A.J. Brown. Bad quarterbacks does not do things like that. And it's just crazy to me how over and over again I hear people calling and criticizing this guy for winning the football game. And he told you in the interview, the only thing he cares about is winning.
Sure, he's a winning quarterback. I mean, they could use more out of the passing game, though. I mean, we all know this.
So if they need him more out of the passing game, they would have gave you more, but they have been winning games with running the ball for almost 250 yards and passing the ball.
Right,
for
but if Carter doesn't sack Stafford,
but that's part of football.
No, Rasheem, it's not like you get to a redo if things go bad. Like if you do more during the game, and this is all of them. This is AJ, it's Jalen, it's the offensive line. If they had done better throughout the game, and Ellie, like everybody, then we wouldn't have to pray the defense makes a stop.
AJ's not reading a damn book on the sideline. Maybe he can catch the ball. Sunday.
Well, you know what? Here's what I would like, and this is everybody. Rasheem, look, they're in the NFC title game. We're all excited. I don't think it's we gotta take a deep breath. Like, it's not slander to the quarterback to say they could use more out of the passing game, guys. They had 65 net passing yards yesterday. It's the NFL. They won because their defense and obviously their amazing run game, which Jalen's a part of. Jalen's a huge. He had a 44-yard run. That's great. They do need more out of the pass game. I mean, like that's reality. I think they all would say that. They're going to say it this week. If you tell me right now, would they sign up to throw for 65 net pass yards on Sunday against the Commanders? They'd all say
not
no.
Not after what you saw the Commodores do.
No, they want more. It's about doing it. Trying to do it officially. All right, 215-592-9494. That is
AJ
how you outboard.
Straight.
Well, you know, he only has more than 30 yards in one of his Eagles playoff games in his career.
He caught a stray.
He's been oddly quiet in the postseason in his Eagles career. All right, we'll get back to all this. All your phone calls on the win. The Eagles are in the NFC title game, and we'll talk to the man who called the action right here on WIP. Merrill Reese joins us next. It's the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
The action is heating up this playoff season at ESPN Bet Sportsbook. You can bet overs and unders and the point spread or player props like passing or rushing yards. New ESPN Bet Sportsbook customers can bet $10 to get $100 in bonus bets and unlock 30 days of ESPN Plus. Download the app and sign up with promo code Radio100 to get started today. Odds and lines subject to change. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.